Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafting.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 228. Today is Saturday, August 8th, 2020. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week in the co-hosting duties is the man himself, over here, Zorts. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Good intro. That was pretty snazzy.
That is very snazzy, isn't it? Super.
Hats off to whoever did that. I like that.
That is very, very cool. It is very cool. And Rust made that. How cool is that? So thank you, Russ. Thank you,
my
Russ.
My man, Russ.
Yeah. So and speaking of Russ, well, technically speaking of his other half. Happy birthday, Niecy! Happy birthday, Niecy! Damn it, I didn't get a happy birthday one. Anyway, happy birthday, Niecy! 21 plus experience.
Just leave it at 21. Just leave it at 21. She's fine.
Yeah. Go with that. Exactly. It's really good to remember because she's the day after me. So it's so good. It's so easy to remember. Thank you. Yes. So it's, you know, hey, fellow Leo, happy birthday. Yes. So welcome to the Leo Club. So thank you for joining me this week, Zort. I appreciate it. And we've got a couple of things that we need to talk about and get into. So we're going to start right off with a few things. So first off, I'm going to start with the weeks in WoW. So it's not going to be a mass. I know I say this all the time and it doesn't always work out this way, but it's not going to be a massively long show, guys, this week. However, there are some things that I want to talk about. So I'm going to start off with talking about my week in WoW. And a chunk of that was actually me doing Shadowlands beta, actually. So, what I did in Shadowlands in beta. So, this is the first time in like 16 years I have ever done a beta. Not only am I doing a beta, I did alpha. Like, oh my god, like what the hell? Who am I? What is going on? But I decided this time around that I was going to roll a pacifist. I wanted to try a pacifist to see how the pacifist was gonna play out. So I made myself the Night Elf Rogue. Okay, just traditional thought. Yep, okay, let's see how it can do. We'll start it at level one. I could copy and paste one of my tunes, but I thought no. Let's start from level one and let's see how it goes. So I did the whole, you know, basic quest stuff, you know, the journey quest, deliver this, deliver that, and explore, discovery. I got to level three and the Dark Moon Fair was up in beta, so that was really good. I could get the Dark Moon Fair quest at level three, so that was really good. Normally it's about a level five in retail, so I was
it's a level five quest, so I'm like, mm-hmm. I wonder if they're gonna drop it when the repatch or the expansion hits level three, because that would be a pretty big help for some challenge tunes
So I decided, right, let's go down and let's see if our tickets and bags and gold works. Okay, so because I thought, oh, I'm probably going to get down there and it's going to be like, no, it's not going to work. So I popped down there, I went to the vendor, I was able to do the buy the bag. for the tickets and sell it back. And sure enough, my little beta baby pacifist got herself 10 gold. So that was cool. So I was like, sweet, excellent. Let's, you know, that's going to be a good way to go. So then the next thing that I did, so I kept going around looking for what quests that I could do, did a lot of, you know, popping across to the various zones just to get some discovery. At level 5, profession, so no change to that, I was able to get cooking. I think I'm gonna say I was in Goldshire at level 5 because the cooking vendor there that I got the cooking from, I could actually get cooking from vanilla right through to Cata, like all the recipes, like each level, every single solitary one. And I was like, okay, all right, let's just take them all. That's cool. Let's just take them all. Let's do it. So we've got each rank. So I was like, cool. So I got myself, went out to do some herbing and mining to see how I was. So at level 5, silver leaf, I was getting 96 XP, not rested, because by this stage I'd pushed her through right through rested. So I headed over to New Tinkertown, because obviously New Tinkertown is very good for starting off with little passies, because you've got the area with a lot of yellow mobs, not too many red mobs, and no real issue. I was able to purchase fishing, same deal, fishing all levels, like all expansions, which was again a bit weird, but I was like, okay, cool. And mining I'm gonna say mining was just basic. Mining gave the XP as well, so that wasn't an issue. I got the rogue up to level 9 and was gonna push to level 10. And then Blizzard wiped all the characters. So they didn't update. There was a whole data and every single toon that I'd made got wiped. Yay! So then I decided, okay, well, let's go from there and we will make an iron undead warlock. So a few days ago, I decided we'd go back on and make an iron. Now, first problem with that is when I logged into the loading screen, I was like, where's all my classes? So up on the screen, that should have all, you know, all the classes, all your races. And I'm like, okay, they've taken stuff away, or I'm not really sure what's going on. So I was going to make an undead warlock anyway. So I was like, right, that's fine. And it's right there. But it didn't take me to Death Knoll. It took me to Exile Isle, which I was like, I don't want to be here. I'm so, so not happy about this. So,
well, I mean, if you think about it in the canon, Death Knoll doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Sylvanas decided, let's nuke all of it.
Yeah. No, there was no option, Grand Nagus. There was no option at all. So, it was just straight to go. When I did it, there was no option that came up that gave me. Because I know with the start of making a new toon, it gives you the option of saying, okay, do you want to do it as a new, or do you want to do it as the starting zone? when I made this turn, it was like, nope, it just sent me straight here. So I don't know if that means that they're specifically testing more for Exile Isle. Anyway, I was running her around as an iron, so I wasn't really trying to do Exile Isle as, because we've got a lot of concerns with what Exile Isle is going to have. But at the moment, I'm just playing her more to see what damage is like, how things are going warlock wise. Like at I got the imp at level 3, I was able to take on a rare at level 4, killed the rare no problem at level 4. I looted a chest at level 4, I got 370 experience at level 4. By the time I finished my playtime the other night, I was level 7. So I haven't finished that area or getting off. It was more just to see how the abilities were, what I was able to do with the warlock. Again, you know, what whites we were getting, the damage of mobs. So not really testing Exile Isle per se, because we know that it's not going to be a good place at all for a challenge zone. We know that. So it's more just how does a toon come across with the NPCs? What's the damage like? So that's what I've been just playing with at the moment, just to see. So I was quite surprised that I could take on the rare at level 4 really well. I you know, took hardly any damage on the warlock. Obviously, you know, I want to test some different classes, ones without pets, just to get a feel of what it's like, because obviously, you know, maybe a melee might come across a bit different with a rare as to what ranged is with a pet. So it's been an interesting week. I haven't had a huge amount of time to do more in there that I wanted to, but just been busy with IRL stuff and doing some other stuff. So that's what beta has been for me this week. So, you know, playing around, making a passy, and pacifist definitely looks, you know, again, slow on the pacifist, which we expect, but seems to be doable so far. As I said, I got her to level 9 before Blizzard wiped everything, which was like, yay!
You know, beta's beta, man. They're going to do that.
Beta's beta, so. Exactly. So it's the first time, and it's like logging in, and I'm like, oh, my dudes are gone. No. It was good.
I think I've been beta one time. Yeah. I got in beta like once, and that was Pandaria, and I was just like, wipe, and then I was like, all right. I'm not going through all that again. I'll wait till it comes out.
Yes. Well, normally I don't, because I don't like the effect of, you know, a lot of people that do seem to do beta and all of the testing and stuff. They always seem to get burned out. So I'm really hoping that by me just, you know, playing around and trying to test all the challenge stuff, that it's not going to burn me out. So guys, please, you know, make sure, keep me so I'm not going to get burned out on this stuff. But yeah, it's more just looking at how things are. So if there's any other people that are in the beta, let us know and see how you're finding it, especially if you're trying to play it as a challenge tune. I'm trying to get all as much info as I can so we can make the decisions that need to be made, because there's a lot of decisions that will be coming up as to how things will play when Shadowlands comes out. Nothing is set in stone, so please remember that. And just because how something might play out for you doesn't mean it plays out the same as everyone. So when decisions need to be made, we need to look at it as a collective decision, not as a specific. So everything's being looked into, and we'll get there. We'll get there. It's a bit, it is kind of fun to get in there, but you know, it's a bit bizarre at the same stage, because I'm playing with like the basic UI, and I'm like, where's all my add-ons? Where's everything? So it's very surreal. So we'll see how it goes. We'll keep playing around. I want to try a few different classes. I haven't tried too many, melee stuff yet. I would like to do that with, this week, just to see how, you know, maybe a warrior, maybe a monk, just to see how that pans up iron wise. So again, you know, there's just bits of playing around to do. So yeah, so we'll see. And I can copy characters that I've already got over. I've not done that yet. I do want to do that at some stage, but I wanted to see how the starting from creation was going to be, especially for the pacifist. Just, you know, what was that going to be as a night elf coming into that starting area? Pretty much lay the same from what I experienced with, you know, with my pacifist night elf rogue. So not a huge amount of changes there, but so we'll see. I'll probably be more changes, you know, as we go up. But leveling, you know, passies are slow. That's the main thing. Irons, though, you know, if you're doing questing, it feels quick. It still feels quite quick, that the questing, you know, you're like, ding, and then you're like, ding, and you're like, hang on, we're only going to 60, aren't we? It's like, it's not that far, really. So, yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But it's been fun. It's been fun so far. So, yeah, so I'll have to try and copy a tune over and see how that goes this week as well. So, yeah, so much testing to be done. Other than that, I did play some normal challenge tunes. So my Dwarf Warlock hit 32 and my Kul'Tiran Hunter hit 36 with my blood. So I went around murdering Rez in Western Plaguelands and the Hinterlands. Two of my favorite zones. Not my favorite zone, but two of my, you know, lesser favorites. And then my pacifist, Passy leader, my Tauren Druid hit 87. So, yeah, I've just been going round and round and round and round Valley of the Four Winds. And round and round. Round. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And cooking. Oh, hit myself in the face. And cooking and fishing dailies in Thunder Bluff. So, which we now have a new song. I don't know if you guys have every time I go to Thunder Bluff, and every time, one of my most favorite songs ever is AC/DC Thunderstruck. Every time I go to Thunder Bluff, it's now, you've been Thunder Bluffed. So that
when you fall off Thunder Bluff?
Could be, but I've not done that in many years.
But so, everybody's done it at least once.
At least, a few times. I don't know if, have I done that on an actual challenger? I know I've fallen off on later. Challenge. I'm not sure if I've done it as a challenge tune, though. Yeah.
Chris!
Hey, sweetie. It's okay, you're late. We know you're busy. I know work's crazy. Thank you for being here. Appreciate that. So yeah, so that's been what I've been up to. So, and in between all of that, dealing with family and birthdays and baking and stuffs. Baking, yeah, I did make my own birthday cake. It was good. Hey, what was that?
Doesn't seem right making your own birthday cake.
Oh, no, the family said to me, they're like, do you want us to get you a cake? We'll get you a cake. I said, hell no. I'm like, I will make my own cake. Nobody is going to go buy me a cake when I know exactly what I want to make. So it was chocolate on chocolate with chocolate and caramel. So
I'm detecting a theme here.
So yeah, so it was a little decadent. There's still about a third of the cake left. So, you know, that's not too bad considering we cracked that at about lunchtime, you know, what's that? About 18 hours ago we cut the cake, so that's not too bad. Anyone would think I like chocolate. Anyone. Okay, yeah. just a tad. So yeah.
You just chocolate.
Chocoholic stream. That's what this is. So yes. So that's what I've been up to. Yes. So anyway. What have you been doing? Tell us.
Well, work.
Mm-hmm.
Living that night shift life.
Mm-hmm.
It's already starting to grind on me too.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been a couple months back at it. So, aside from that, you know, just doing a few streams here and there. And I gotta be honest, nothing wow in quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I really kind of think I gotta address the elephant in the room, so to speak, and I don't think this is going to surprise some people, but I honestly think my time in World of Warcraft is done.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the challengers, I just, there's really nothing holding my attention to this game anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of the last few expansions and not a fan of the story anymore. It's completely lost me.
Mm-hmm.
Challenges, really the only thing I was doing for well over the last year and a half, and that's kind of gotten to the point where it's not fun anymore for me.
Mm.
So I think it's time for old Zortzi to into the sunset, and
yeah,
you know,
well, you do what you gotta do. I mean, playing a game's about having fun, isn't it? And if you're not having fun, you don't play it, because it just becomes, you know, grating. It becomes a horrible feeling to be playing something that you're not enjoying. So if you're not enjoying doing it, I think, you know, a lot of people can understand that. It does happen. Shupa says it happens. That is true.
Yeah, it does. Mm.
But you're playing other things, yeah? I'm
still bouncing around playing other stuff. And
that's right. You need to go explore and, you know, and play your other games and see what, you know, holds your interest and all of that. So, and there's nothing wrong. Look how many games are around nowadays. Like I think back to, I've been playing WoW for, 16 years. How many games were out 16 years ago? Not a huge amount compared to now. There are so many games around. So you get to explore. So what are you exploring at the moment? You're definitely doing wrestling. I know that you're doing wrestling.
Red Dead Redemption 2's one I've been doing. I actually had to start over because my PS4 crashed and I lost the save file. I got a couple other games that have been on the back burner for a while I want to get back into.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other things coming out that I might check out down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in terms of how it's right now, so
yeah,
had a great time playing it. Met a lot of awesome people: yourself, Stone, Nisi, Paradin, Chris, Frasley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody in the challenge community. Carwinkle.
Don't jump,
John. So,
yes.
Yeah, don't jump, John. But yeah, I guess, you know, it just doesn't have anything to offer me anymore. So, mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you've got to do what's best for you, and we're sorry that it's not holding your attention. But at the same stage, we know that you'll find some fun games to play, and we just appreciate that you dropped in to say hi and to let everyone know what you've been doing and what's happening. So, and we appreciate that, and we like to listen and hear your voice once again. So we appreciate that too, Zort. So thank you for dropping in today.
Always glad to sit and chat with you, Lita.
Well, we have had some good chats over the years, definitely. So, which is good. All right. Well, you know what we might do? We might talk about, I've got some news that I want to share with the WoW Challengers community. So I might do my little bumper. Where's my bumper? Hang on, it's over here somewhere. Here it is.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Alrighty. Okay, so one of the things we had mentioned a couple of weeks ago was that where Chris and I had said about doing a fashion show. So you know what? We are. So, look what we have. I've even done a little banner for it. Okay. So it's going to be...
You can see the look on my face right now. Because I'm looking at some of these things here, like the gray-white one. I'm like, oh, God, those are going to be so horrible because nothing matches at those levels.
I know. It's going to be awesome. Okay. So what we're going to have is... It's the WoW Challengers Fashion Show for 2020. This is going to be an annual thing, people. Just saying it right now. You're hearing it first. This is the plan. Okay. So, we've got three categories. We've got the Azeroth Designer of the Challenger 2020 Grey White Edition. Okay. Which is meaning you can have both gray and white on your tune. All right. We've got the Azeroth Designer of the Challenger 2020 Green Edition. So you're wearing your green transmog, as in green gear. And you've got the Azeroth Emerging Challenger 2020. That's kind of like, hey, look, that's really cute. We like that. You didn't quite win one of the other ones, but we think that's really quite, you know, really cute. So we're going to give, you're going to be, you know, this emerging talent. So, yeah. So we've got, so there's three. Okay. All right. Now a prize, we're giving away a prize for each category, which will be a Blizzard Store pet. Okay. So you can choose a pet from a Blizzard Store. Of course, it's open to EU and US. All right. Now, I'm going to say that you can enter once from one person per category, not once per tune. So if I'm entering, I can enter for the gray white, I can enter for the green, and I can enter for the emerging if I want. So I can put in three entries. Not, I'm sending in 10 entries for the green edition, okay? So yeah, all right? Because we need to make this fair. The other thing that I'd like you to do is when you send your screenshots to me, you can send it to the podcast at wowchallengers.com. I would like you to put down a link to your challenge tune on the armory, and also put a description of what you're wearing, you know, or a little bit of history of how you put this transmog, and I'm using that very loosely, of what you're wearing, like what was the inspiration. Like, you can give us a little story. We would love to hear, you know, a story of, hey, look, I picked this off a boar in Elwyn Forest, and then I had to match it. So, you know, I ran around the vendors in Stormwind until I got the right thing. Or, you know, we love to hear the story. So, yeah, pretty much like that. Now, the fashion show that we're going to be doing this will be on the 29th of August, which will be WoW Challenges anniversary show. However, I want this stuff to me by the 28th. Okay, my 28th. So let's make this the 27th for you guys, all right? Because I need to prep everything, put it all the ways that I need so I can be able to display this so everyone can see it. Okay? So the 27th for you guys, you need to get this stuff to me, all right? So screenshots, don't crop anything. Take a nice screenshot. You know, send it full screen, that's fine. If I've got to crop it, that's okay. I will do that. Just send it in, and that's what we're going to be doing. Just a little bit of fun. That's what it is. All right. Only by email. Yeah, it's too much to put it, because we don't want to give people too much, you know, it's a surprise. You don't want to be giving too much, so I don't want it put into Discord. Stir. No. No, Stir.
I'm making an executive decision, Stir. Absolutely, go for it.
No, Stir. You know, if you happen to make any risque type thing, fine.
Do it. What? Playing devil's advocate.
Whatever. Do it. Whatever. You know, it's, we will see. You need to have a story for it, Stir. And not the fact that Zort's told you to do it, okay? So, yeah, so we only by email. Email would be the best, Sire, only because it, that way I can collate it and do it easier. If people have an issue with that, then they can talk to me and we will also figure a different way that we can get it. If people don't have email, or have an issue sending it through email. Anyway, we can sort something out. But for the moment, it's just easier to do it that way. So again, okay, I will mention this next week. So you've got a couple weeks. Okay, so this is where you can think about it. Think about what you would like to do. You know, dress up. Is there stuff that your toon's already wearing? But again, just remember, you can put in one entry per person for per category. Basically, that's what it is. All right. So I don't want 50 million entries for the whole thing. Just people can have one entry per category. That's it. Just to make things fair right across the board. All right. Other than that, good luck, guys. Like, it's a bit of fun. Does the toon
have to have the items equipped, or is just the transmog good enough?
You need to have it equipped. Definitely. Because we need to double check that you aren't wearing stuff that, because again, this is challenge toon related. So if for some reason a iron, you know, a Iron Man toon has got down that you've got a green, like, one, you're going to be red flagged, and two, you're going to be disqualified. So, you know, it needs to be relevant to the challenge that you're in. So if you're on an Ironman, you don't want to be put in green gear. If you don't have a green man or a bloodthirsty toon to be able to do the green edition, guess what? Go make one. Simple as that. So, if you've got a green equipped and transmog, you can, if you want to transmog it to something else, yeah, you can transmog it to something else. Yeah, I guess we could do that. I hadn't really thought about that. I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to say no, Grand Nagus. I'm going to say no, because by rights, it should be what you can get on your character, not your account bound stuff. Okay. Let's do it like that, because you're a challenge toon. We're not going to be looking at the account wide stuff. So if you've got a green piece that you've got, then you need to be able to wear that. I think that otherwise you could be transmogging yourself into, you know, your level green, 60 greens when you're a level, you know, 10, 20, whichever. So it needs to be something that you've picked up. We need to keep it fair. We don't want people to be going around getting transmogging into stuff, you know, gear that you got onto on other toons. I don't think that's very fair. So let's keep it what you get, whether you go around, you buy it from the auction house, you need to have it equipped. Okay, so no actual transmogging. You need to
Do we actually have anywhere in the Discord where these rules are posted for people to reference?
Not yet. We will do that. At the moment, it's just we're just letting you know that this is what we're doing. Okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just the same as with a vendor, the white and gray gear. If you pick it up, if you get it from a vendor, if you get it from the auction house, that's fine. You've got to be able to wear it. So, yeah. So no actual transmogging as per se. I think that's the safest way to go. Yeah. All right. We will get that all sorted. And again, all it is, look, it's a bit of fun for those that want to participate. Cool. Excellent. Good luck. You've got a couple of weeks. Okay. All right. Any other questions, please let me know. Not right now, because I need to finish the show. But we will get something up on Discord and probably onto the website. We'll do a little post up about it and go from there. Okay. But good luck. Well, Challengers inaugural fashion show. Whoop, whoop. All right. State of the Challengers. Let's do this. Hopefully. So let's go for it.
All right, Irons at number 10, Philosophy, level 88, RIP. Ouch. Number 9, Farrakessa, level 90, number 8, Stagster at level 94. 7 is Mox at level 96. 6 is Feralyric at 110. 5 is Cerevis Lapor at 111. 4 is Contester at 112. Jangtest at number 3 at level 114. 99 is number 2 at level 117. And congratulations to the 19th Battle for Azeroth, max level Iron Champion at 120, obviously, Varsan.
Oh, hang on. Where's my... I've got a cheer. Where is it? I've lost it already.
Pretty low. There it is.
Congratulations, Vasson. And Nisi has already done the write-up. It's up on the website. Congratulations. Our 19th iron for BFA. Amazing. Well done. All right. Let's have a look at our bloods for this week. So at number 10, we have got Bloody Hunt hit 36. Blood Leader at 36. Number 9.
What's that?
That's some... strange scrub person. Yeah, obviously. Number eight, there's look, another blood leader. Who's that?
Imposter.
What? At 39. Wow. What's going on there? Number seven is Bloodrid at 43. Number six is Rumorunk. Rurumunk at 46. Five is Thirsty Sush at 47. Four is Ral at 52. Three is Ensorcel at 63. Two is Blood Cell at 67. And one is Zaya BC at 72. Well done, Bloods. Good job.
Wait a minute.
All right.
There's something wrong here. Something wrong with this list.
What's wrong?
I don't see Niecy anywhere on here.
Niecy's not on there. I know. Well, don't think she got Max.
But she runs like 400 blood at the same time.
I know, but she's been busy working on other tunes. That's it. See, Niecy's is on blood vacation until Shadowland. Blood vacation, I like it.
She just doesn't feel right, man.
It doesn't. But you know what? When you read this list, you might see, you know, there might be something that might pacify you. Get it?
Yes, you're that. Pacifists. Number 10, Passy Jang at level 80. Easy Passy at 84. Number 8, Awesome Blomster at 85. Level 7, Passy Lita F. Or is that Leet as fuck? Level 87.
Yeah.
Number 6, Innocence at 93. Number 5, Fair Viola at 102. Number 4, Gentle Soul, there she is, 105.
There she is.
Number 3, Ash Passy at 105. Ooh. Got a battle for third going on there almost.
Mm-hmm.
2, Zaya Passy, 113. And guys, this is big right here. Number 1, pass 17. 119. They're this mm-hmm. close. This close, guys. Root them on.
This close. So close. Exciting. So exciting. All right. Okay. And well done, Passies. Look at that list. Beautiful list. Okay. Tins. Let's have a look. At number 10, we have got Siahi at 48. 9 is Talon at 49. 8 is Fairy at 52. Iron Grimmy at 54 is number 7. Tin is number 6 at 55. Number 5 is Gren Kelly at 61. Number 4 is Any Old at 66. Number 3 is Ashley V at 78. Red flagged because an elixir was used. Yeah. All right. Number 2 is Senna Stark at 87. And number 1 is Celery at 113. Wow.
All right. Moving on. We got the greens at number 10, Lano Green, level 86. Number 9, Albino, level 86. Number 8, Half a More, level 87. Number 7, Green T3, level 87. Number 6, Celadon, level 92. Number 5, Daydreamer, 92, RIP. Ouch.
Ouch.
Number 4, Farron at 95. Ego Rich at number 3, 110, RIP, Red Flagged Heart of Azeroth Achievement. Mm-hmm. Gotta skip that quest line, folks.
Yep.
And number 2, Execute. Hey, I know that guy. At 114.
Mm.
And number 1, Ferroverde, 117. Good job.
Nice. Bit rough on the greens there, but well done, guys. All right, working man. Let's have a look. Number 10 is Emmerelli at 23. Sorry, guys. You know, me and words. Words are hard. 9 is Workin at 25. 8 is Clarlin at 25. 7 is Deva at 32. 6 is Just Nisi at 34. 5 is Nikki at 40. 4 is Not Nisi at 77. Cracks me up. Number 3 is Fairy Work at 81. Number 2 is Azzy Work It at 82. And number 1 is 5. I get this
I
wrong.
Like a panda.
I always say it is I see a panda. That's how it I might read be. It.
That probably is.
It's supposed to be 5. I think it's supposed to be 5 Pazzy Panda, but I just.
Oh, I see. Oh, like, yeah. If you go backwards,
it's P, like yeah, forwards, okay. Backwards,
y'all
forwards.
Y'all start to get tackled naming conventions here, and I don't like it.
5. Stop. I know. I know. It's like 5. You're hanging around Taco. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But still, 5. Fives. At 98. 5 must be back playing. Whoa, okay. Welcome back, 5. Nice. So, well done, Working Man, on those. All right, teams, hit us with the team sorts.
We have 5 this week. We got, for the Irons, Mustache Gang, level 23. Number 4, Light and Darkness at 27. Number 3, Darkness and Light, 45, flagged for not enough kills. Yeah, it happens. Number 2, Oh No, Not Again at 54. And number 1 is Undeterred at 70.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Blood teams, got none. No blood teams this week.
Zero.
Green teams, the Attack Helicopters at number 4, level 16. Number 3 is Sticky Greens at level 20. Number 2 is Burrito and Taco at level 31. And number 1 is Never Give Up at level 98.
Wow. Look at that. Green team, 98. Never Give Up. Oh, my God. Gosh, that is exciting. Well done. All right. There's a lot of iron teams this week. So don't forget, guys, if you're doing in particularly the iron teams with the flags, if you're jumping around, to the lower type through with scaling the way it is, but the so-called old, like, starting zones and things like that, a lot of those kills you don't get credit for because Blizzard's hasn't fixed all of that. So, you know, sometimes you need to go and quest in the, I was going to say, age-appropriate zones, but you know what I mean, the level-appropriate zones just to try and get your kills to balance out. So keep that in mind when leveling with teams, because it's a real thing. It does happen, and hopefully with Shadowlands, Blizzard is addressing this issue, because it's been around for a while now, and I'm really, really, really over it. Need to fix it a lot now. Blizz, please, now. Okay. Just now, do it. All right, so well done, guys. Again, to our 19th max level BFA Iron Champion, Varsen. Congratulations. That's amazing. Who'd have thunk it? 19 irons. What? What's going on? That's crazy. Yay. Oh, hang on. I've got an applause. Here. You know, I need that little, do you say GIF or JIF? Here we go. Here's a debate.
Well, oh God, that's going to open up a whole can of worms we don't want to get into.
I know, right? It rolls off my tongue as GIF. I don't know why, so I don't care. I'm going to say it as GIF. But you know when you do a cheer one, I always see the little girl that does the little, you know, the little excited that's like this, like when you do the cheer one. That's like me. That's like me. I'm just like, and I do the cheer.
Actually, Layla and I and some other people in Termwickle's Discord have been having a GIF war over like the last 24 hours.
Nice. Nice. That is awesome.
Yeah.
They are fun. It's really interesting to have a conversation with someone just by doing that. It's quite, it can be a lot of fun, and not reusing the same one in a conversation. That's always.
I don't think we have yet.
That's good. That's good. Mind you, I need more coffee ones, people. Like, who makes them? Whoever out there is making them, I need more coffee. I think I'm starting to run out of really good coffee ones. It's just, you know, like, get your act together, people. We need more coffee ones. Not you people, just the broader sense of, you know, people out there making stuff. There are great ones for when people wake up, Chris. Yes. Yes, I hear you. Absolutely. Yes. All right. Okay. Let's do this. Where's our, but you're doing it live. You're going to do it live?
Hey, yo, it's chit chat.
I like that. Chit chat. That's good. I like that. All right. Let's do his bumper. You know, we gotta do the bumper.
I know.
Let's do it. There we go.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Go for it.
One last time, dear friends. From Azzy, I buy my guns from a guy called T-Rex. He's a small arms dealer.
Get off the stage!
I have not heard that one, like, in a long time. That's really cute. That's a cute one. Oh, very cute. It is very cute. Thank you, Azzy. Thank you. Here, Azzy. Look, just, I liked it, Azzy. Here we go. There we go, Azzy. All right. Not necessarily gold, dude. I'm just saying, but you get the applause, okay? All right. We have got one from Dave. He says, I wrote a song about a tortilla. Actually, it's a rap.
Oh, my God. Ow.
Okay. Yep. Thanks, Dave. Anyway, sometimes I just don't have words. I just don't have words. It's kind of like
the reaction's actually funnier than the pun.
Anyway, thanks, Dave. Thanks, Dave. All right. Okay. Go for it.
All right. We got a question from Brandon. And he says, hello, I am looking to start the Iron Man Challenge, but I'm confused on one specific rule. When we get to level 110 and are ready to start questing in BFA, isn't the necklace required to start the quest chain, or am I mistaken and we don't need it? Well, the answer to that is as follows, my dude. When challengers are ready to venture into the zones included in the BFA expansion, they will need to avoid doing the Heart of Azeroth quest change. That item auto-equips and gives you an achievement. You can get to Boralus and Zandalar through the boat transportation system. Not having the heart will mean once you get there, you will need to go out and look for quests to do. Some quests are tied into having the heart, but there are quests out there you can find scattered throughout the zones that are safe to do. But do not do that quest change. It will flag you, and you will have made it all that way for nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That pops up. You're done. Red flagged. Sorry. You're done. That's it. So there are ways and means. Just be careful taking boats to Boralus and Zandalar, because the boats are being a bit icky, as was reported last week. There are ways and means to get there. Just, you know, just be careful. If in doubt, scout it out, like we talked about last week. Take another tomb across, because, you know, things happen. There is phasing and all of that if you're getting to Boralus. But there's definitely, don't do the quests. Otherwise, auto-equip. Blizzard, we do appreciate and we do, you know, thank you for these lovely things that you give a normal tune, but we don't like them for a challenge tune. There was a little box that we could tick to be like, please don't auto-equip anything on this tune. That would be handy. Wouldn't that be handy, guys? That would be really handy for challenge tunes.
Which is why they're not going to do it.
Exactly. All right. Okay. So we've got another one. So from Mattson, for what reason are tabards and shirts forbidden in the Iron Man challenge? Well, they used to be a long, long time ago, way back when I was just a little lad. No, a long time ago, they used to be white quality. They are no longer. They are green quality. So, they turned green. Exactly. So, because they are green quality, keeping in the mindset to make things simple, they were deemed no longer allowed if the challenge you are participating in says no green gear. There is an exception for the Worgen classes of Hunter, Rogues and Warriors, as those start with a Gilnan shirt auto-equipped. If you choose one of those classes as a Worgen, do not remove that shirt or your character will get flagged. Bloodthirsty solo challenges, Green Man solo and Green Man teams challenges can wear them because they're allowed to wear green. But other than that, that is the only exception. The only exception is if you are a Worgen, Hunter, Rogue, Warrior, because they automatically start with the shirt. Just do not take the shirt off, because it will then flag you. Okay, it's the one time that you can have that shirt on. All right. Other than that, that's pretty much it. Okay, any last minute things? Because I think we're about ready to wrap this up. As I said, hey, look, short show. My God, Lita was right. What? You must keep the shirt on. Yeah, you know that you can leave the hat on? Well, this, you can leave the shirt on. There we go. Now I've got Joe Cocker in my head. Good song, though. Like that song. anything else? As I said, we will get information on our WoW Challengers fashion show that will go information will go up pertaining to that a bit later, but yes, those that want to participate, go forth, create, have fun. We've got a couple weeks. Get it in by the 20. 7th. I will change the date on the thing because I forgot you guys are a day behind me and I need to allow for that. So, my bad.
Peasants are just living in the past here.
I was making this at like 11 o'clock last night and 5 a.m. this morning. So, you know, the brain probably wasn't quite in as much gear. But I will fix the date. Maybe what I'll do, I'll just put a big line through it and just put 27. So yes, so I will fix that. And 27th, I will talk about it again next week and have the dates all fixed, but we'll get some information out there. So again, have fun, give us a story, tell us what items you're wearing, where you got them, all that kind of stuff. Would love to hear. For those that would like to, you know, participate, go forth. I can't wait to see what you guys come up with. So, yeah. Okay. Can someone, get rid of that, please? Thank you. It's multitasking. Thanks for that. Appreciate that. All right.
I go out with a bang, right?
I know! Hammer! Bring in the hammer! The man is here to do that. So thank you for that. Appreciate that. All right. Do you want to do the thank yous for me to the only?
All right. Here we go. One last time on the list. Stretch! A little bit of water. We would like to extend a great thank you to all the members of what we call the Iron Elite. These are the people who support the running of the webpage through Twitch subscriptions, Patreon, donations. And they are as follows: Alejandras, Azilun, Awesome Trousers, Baz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Execute, Fair, Frasley Sparkspan, Gaston, Iron Man Path, Chris W, Mr. Bright 01, Hi Russ, Mrs. Rock Guru, Miss Miggy, Mears Charming, Never Died, Nisi, Return of the Mac, Rogue Slayer, Rude, Sassy Bell, Stare, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Climber, Olminia, Winema, Zaya, and me.
Nice. That's awesome. All right. That is so fantastic. Thank you, Zorts. Appreciate that so much. And again, to the Iron Elites, thanks guys for the support. It truly is appreciated for all of you to help out in this way. But not only that, for those of you that don't give in a monetary value, thank you to everyone that just supports the challenges in whatever way that you can do. We do appreciate that. So thanks that. Now, I know from Stone, Stir, and myself, I have to say a huge thank you to our wonderful mods. Thanks for all the things you guys do. So, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zorts. Thanks, guys. We do appreciate it. Thank you to Alminia for doing the stuffs and all of the stuffs. Thank you so much. Voice is going. All right. Thank you to everyone here that's in the chat room, to everyone listening on the podcast. Thank you for being here. Appreciate that. All right. We will be back next week, which will be Saturday, August 15th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Daenerys will be joining us next week. It'll be exciting. Can't wait to talk to her. So we'll catch up with her and see what she's up to. So what you can do is, don't forget, you can find us. You know what, Zorts? You can do this. You want to do this for the last time? Read out the way.
I can do this.
All right, go for it.
Where you can find WoW Challenges. The WoW Challenges website is wowchallenges.com. There you can find all the information for the Discord, the Facebook, the Twitch, the Twitter, and YouTube channels. Check them all out. Hit the bell. Hit the subscribe. Hit the notifications. It's the Twitch. It's the subpocalypse, guys. Check your Twitch primes. That's what all the professional streamers say. Check your Twitch primes, chat. You can download. You can listen to us by downloading the episodes on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. Contact the show by email at podcast@wowchallenges.com.
Nice. All right. Where can they find you if they want to get in contact with you, Zorts, please?
All right. I am on the Twitters at Zorts the Goblin, XORTZTHEGOBLIN, all one word, all lowercase. I also have my Twitch page of the same name, where I've been just doing my hodgepodge of stuff here and there when my body decides not to sleep for 14 freaking hours on my night off. Mm-hmm. But that's here and there. You could find me in no longer the WoW Challenges Discord. I got my own Discord, and I'm in a whole bunch of other Discords that maybe some of you are in, some of you ain't. I'm around all over the place. We'll run into each other again, I'm sure.
Exactly. So. We'll find you. We'll find you. Absolutely. All righty. And
I'll be popping into chat on the show here and there just to see how you're all doing and make sure as he's not giving you the lowest common denominator of comedy like he always does.
Gonna pop in and check on Azzy. I think that's, you know, I think that's not a bad idea. You know, you gotta keep him, you gotta keep him checked, keep him honest, make sure those puns are, you know, at a degree that we are acceptable.
Every now and then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for that. All right. And as for me, for anyone who wants to find me, you can pop over to Twitter, find me on there. I'm at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW. All right. Other than that, we'll say the last lot of thank yous, I think.
All right. Big, big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 for the show's intro. You can find him on Discord as Mr. Bright 01. And also a big thank you to the man with the greatest beard in the history of beards for the outro, Mr. Epic Insanity. You can find him on Twitter at @epic_insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast. Check him out. Hell of a nice dude.
He is. He is a very good dude. They're both good dudes, Russ and Epic. Thanks, guys. Thanks for helping us out with both of those. We do appreciate it. All right, guys. Well, that is the show for today. Zorts, thank you so much for helping me out this week. And again, for, you know, it's been lovely to hang out with you for this time. We wish you all the best in whatever game that you're going to be playing. We know that you'll be around. We know that you'll pop in and say hi and all of that. But thank you for all the things that you've done.
It wasn't for a while. Never would have met you. I never would have met Stone. I never would have met Chris, Niecy, Dave, Azzy, Vegas.
Yes.
Erwinkle. No.
Yeah.
So. I got a lot of positive I'm taking away from this, and it's I'll be in contact with everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I'm disappearing forever.
Yes.
But good luck, guys. Keep on grinding the challenges. Keep on supporting, and have fun.
Exactly. That's the main thing. Have fun. You have fun doing whatever it is you're going to do, two sorts. Other than that,
I'm fixing to go cowboy mode here in a little bit and randomly shoot people when they say something funny to me.
Nice. Alrighty. Other than that, people, don't forget, please stay safe both in and out of game. And we will be back next week. Take it easy.
Wear your mask. Wash your hands.
Exactly. Stay safe. Keep other people safe as well. All right, guys. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.